USA Radio News with Wendy King.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is speaking out about Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's calling on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate. They've taken control over all major cities in the country except the capital of Kabul. Around 3,000 U.S. troops are heading there to provide protection during the likely evacuation of embassy personnel and others in the city. Former National Security Council Afghan Director Paul Miller says President Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan so quickly disheartened their military.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believe they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight? And that has led to a cascading effect where the Afghan army is not fighting and the Taliban are winning.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Officials put a military base in Washington, D.C. on lockdown temporarily after receiving reports of an armed man entering the location. The lockdown at Joint Base Anacostia-Balling was lifted about 2 hours after it began with the arrest of a suspect. The base said the man was last seen on the south side of the facility near the Blanchard Barracks. He was seen entering the base after local police received reports of shots being heard in the area. If last month felt hotter than usual, it wasn't just your imagination. NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information issued a press release saying that July 2021 earned the distinction as the world's hottest month ever recorded. Previously, 2016 July held the record for the hottest month on record when global temperatures were 1.65 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There's some new expanded changes to Facebook. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Facebook is extending the option to use end-to-end encryption for some of their most popular features like Messenger voice and video calls. This means no one, including Facebook, can see or listen in or know what is being said. Some governments have pressured the company to end the service because it is popular with people trying to hide from authorities, but it will also keep calls from law-abiding citizens from hackers and criminals.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.